I got a freedom update for you here late on Valentine's Day, February 14th. Mike Adams, what we're seeing, the government-sponsored financial terrorism against the Freedom Convoy, truckers and their donors and their financial supporters, this is demonstrating the perfect use case for cryptocurrency. And, you know, cryptocurrency, you probably know I'm not a fan of sort of the speculation, you know, the celebrity coins, the meme coins. There's a lot of hype and a lot of BS surrounding cryptocurrency. But this is the perfect demonstration of where cryptocurrency really shines, which is as a decentralized system of financial transactions that governments have a very difficult time trying to control. And why is this important? Because, of course, the public wants to support the Freedom Convoy, truckers and protesters and so on. They're peaceful protesters. We know that any allegations of violence, it's just crisis actors hired by the government to try to discredit the peaceful protesters. We all know that. You know, the corporate media is not fooling anybody anymore. Well, the government of Canada has essentially declared that it's going to be it's going to carry out financial terrorism against the truckers, and that they've said now that anybody who parks their truck out here in a protest, you're going to be financially destroyed. Your bank accounts are going to be shut down. You'll never be able to buy insurance. You'll never be able to function in society. Well, that's an act of financial terrorism, okay? That's a violation of human rights and civil rights and financial rights and so on. But the Canadian government, which has lost all credibility and all trust from the people, all consent from the people, the Canadian government is resorting to the only thing that governments ultimately know, which is threats and force and violence and terrorism. And that's what Canada is doing, which is fascinating for the world to see. And it's also exactly where the Biden regime is going with all of this as well, and other governments around the world. They're just resorting to terrorism because they know nothing else. They have no other skills, no other capabilities. Same thing's true in New Zealand, as well as Australia and many other countries. So, isn't it great to have a means to move, you know, cryptocurrency or means of exchange outside the traditional banking system? And that is what cryptocurrency offers. And again, this is the best case for it. Now, what's fascinating to me is the more I've dug into this in terms of research about the origins of Bitcoin, I have no doubt in my mind that Bitcoin was initially a creation of the intelligence community, and they built it precisely so that they could move money outside the traditional banking system, right? Because, you know, the CIA and other elements of the deep state and intelligence community, they wanted to be able to move money, pay bribes, you know, kickbacks, whatever, without going through the traditional financial banking system, because obviously traditional banking leaves too many traces. So they built Bitcoin. And then from that, of course, I mean, you know the history that all these other cryptocurrencies were created. And then a lot of other, you know, private people came along and decided to use it in their own way, even though they don't support, obviously, the actions of the intelligence community using it for nefarious purposes, right? So now the government of Canada is frustrated that people are using Bitcoin because they can't control Bitcoin. So isn't it interesting that in effect, kind of the deep state of government that built this system to evade centralized banking controls has also in effect given the people a tool that they can also use to evade tyrannical banking controls by governments. It's kind of like that Bible scripture, like, how does it go? Every weapon formed against us shall fail. I forgot the exact wording of it, but they tried to form a weapon in Bitcoin, and it turned out that the way people use it is actually promoting freedom and liberty. So it's like, no matter what the deep state comes up with, when good people get their hands on that technology, they can use it in their own ways to do things like support this Freedom Convoy. That's exactly what's happening now. And if you think about it, even if the government tries to crack down on Bitcoin or give, send, go donations, they're only really accomplishing two things. One of those is to demonstrate how tyrannical the Canadian government has become, to demonstrate that they are the financial terrorists for the whole world to see. And this is actually, by the way, part of the process of awakening, is that we need to see the true evil of these tyrannical regimes come out and be displayed for the entire world to see. Because it's part of the process of the transformation, the global revolution, the awakening and the dismantling of the evil anti-human globalist deep state. And by the way, I interviewed Patel Patriot recently on this exact topic. He's the author of the Devolution series on Substack.com. And if you haven't yet seen that interview, a lot of people have said it is a very important and information-packed interview. You can find that on my channel here on Brighteon.com, probably where you're listening to this. But just look for Patel Patriot, P-A-T-E-L. And what he explains is that there has been a plan in place this entire time for Trump to actually step out of the Oval Office, allow this evil, rigged Biden regime to take control, and allow the globalists to actually seize control temporarily so that the globalists would demonstrate to the world how evil they are. The globalists would, it's like they can't help themselves. They would take away people's liberties and rights, and they would trample the Constitution, and they would destroy freedom of speech, and they would become what we're seeing now, where the governments are the financial terrorists and the governments are the kinetic terrorists. And amazingly, the governments of these regimes of Canada and the United States are even turning their own former supporters against them. You know how many people voted for Trudeau or voted for Biden who are now saying, never again, government has become the enemy of the people? And the media are just constantly lying. They're realizing this, and they're sharing this realization. And they have become awakened. They have become red-pilled. In effect, the terrorist actions of the governments of the world are red-pilling people who used to support big government. How amazing is that? And that's what we're watching. This is all part of the process of what's called devolution. I mean, ultimately, because the devolution, which is the continuity of government plans, which you can say is kind of applied in a parallel rescue small government that is at least believed to be poised to come back into power. For that to happen, first, people have to lose all faith and consent in the current systems of government that have become the enemies of the people everywhere around the world. So COVID, in effect, I mean, this is almost a weird statement, but the entire COVID plan of depopulation and tyranny has been a kind of, it's had a silver lining. I wouldn't quite call it a gift, but the silver lining has been it has caused governments to do things like build concentration camps in the state of Washington or in New Zealand. And it has awakened people to the fact that, hey, your government is building death camps. Your government is engaging in financial terrorism. Your government is making sure that you don't have access to medicine that could save lives, such as ivermectin or, you know, other forms, hydroxychloroquine and other forms of medicine. And these are all things that a lot of people could not have believed 2 years ago. They would never have believed it. And now that they're experiencing it for themselves firsthand, they are for the first time realizing how evil governments have become around the world. And then on top of that, what's amazing about the trucker, the Freedom Convoy in Canada, and the organizers of that deserve tremendous credit. The genius of their plan is only now becoming apparent, which is that the way you fight tyranny is not to engage with, you know, guns or kinetic attacks of any kind, but rather park your vehicles and trucks and tractors, inflate your inflatable hot tubs, you know, kick back, soak in the tub, drink a beer, and have a celebration, and just let the government demonstrate its tyranny for all the world to see. That's how you beat authoritarianism. And yes, in the process, a lot of people are going to get arrested. A lot of people are going to get charged with misdemeanors. A lot of people are going to have their trucks temporarily seized. They're going to be messed with in terms of their finances. But guess what? We, the people all over the world, we can raise money to compensate those victims of government tyranny through things like Give, Send, Go, or you know, even Bitcoin donations, which is substantial. And governments can't stop that. They're unable to stop it. So again, back to the beginning of this podcast, this is the perfect use case to demonstrate the value of Bitcoin or the value of other cryptocurrencies, the value of decentralization. And if you've listened to my podcast for any length of time, you know that I'm a strong advocate of this overall concept of decentralization, both when it comes to government and finance, but also food production and also information. I'm all about decentralization of voices. We don't need just a few powerful, dishonest corporate entities that claim to publish the only truth that's allowed in the world, like the New York Times or CNN or whoever. They're liars. They lie, they slander, they defame, they lie on purpose. What we need is a decentralization of news and information, which is exactly what is happening when it comes to uncensored social media or uncensored video platforms like the one that we built, Brighteon.com, or our social media platform, Brighteon.social, or others. You know, you talk about Gab, look at BitChute, look at Truth Social that's about to be launched by Trump's team and so on. There are many examples of this. This is all about decentralization. And in the same way that the government of Canada is finding that they can't seize the Bitcoin funds, they also can't control the narrative any longer. You know why? Because they don't control the infrastructure of news and information and videos like they once did. There was a time when they controlled all of it. You know, they controlled Facebook and they controlled YouTube and they controlled Twitter, and there were a few alternatives, but those days are over. We have alternatives for videos, for social media, for news and information. We have alternatives for finance and transactions. And this is how we build our freedom back. You know, the globalists say we're going to build back better. No, they're not. They haven't built anything. All they can do is destroy. We, the people, are going to build a new society structured around liberty and freedom rather than tyranny. And that's the power that we have. And that's why I appreciate your support tremendously for everything that we do, because you know how hard we're working to provide a platform for other voices, you know, through Brighteon.com, to share information, to highlight those people who are telling the truth and doing great work for this nation. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. And we'll talk to you, you know, we'll talk to you again with more updates about this. Oh, by the way, rebelnews.com is doing the best current live news out of Canada. Definitely check out rebelnews.com, and we are indexing them on censored.news as well. I want to give credit to those independent media organizations that are doing great work out there. Thumbs up to rebelnews.com. Take care, everybody.